Well, hello. Yes, indeed. I'll just repeat some of that because it's on my notes here, and I wouldn't know what to do if it's so I don't read my notes out too. So yes, today is Pie Chart Sunday, and are we recording this? This is excellent. Thank you, team. Pie Chart Sunday is when I give you an update as to how we, Sheffield Vineyard, is going in terms of business side of things. And this is something that we do in the spirit of wanting to be transparent and honest with you. And so today I want to go over what resources we have and how we're using them to do our vision. If you're not familiar with our vision here at this church, here it is on the screen behind me. And I wondered, could we stand, if you're able to do that, let's stand together and let's say this vision statement together. This is what we believe. God has called us to establish a vibrant, biblically based, regional vineyard church rooted in Sheffield. We aim to love God and worship Him in creative and relevant ways, learn to live as God intended, and live life with compassion and generosity. Thanks. Take a seat. Before I go any further, I want to say at this outset that my aim today is not to extract any money from you. There will be no offering, and I will not cajole you into selling a kidney so that you can raise more finances for the church. My aim today is for you to receive something special from God this morning. And if you're visiting here, if you're listening to this, but you're not part, you don't belong to Sheffield Vineyard, then I specifically forbid you to give any money to us at all. Giving to the church is only done by people who belong to this church. Are we comfortable with that? Good. Another hope that I have for this morning, again, if you're a visitor, is that there will be something in this talk that you would find useful, that you might find thought-provoking, and which would point you in the direction of God and then shove you towards Him. My hope is that in hearing about our finances and why we use them to do our vision, that you and your relationship with God would be strengthened. So let's start. I want to read you a passage from a book in the Bible called 2 Peter, and it's 2 Peter. Actually, I've forgotten what chapter it is. I haven't written down the chapter. Sorry. I think it's 2 Peter 1, verses 4 to 10. It's on the screen in any case. And it says this. Is it 2 Peter 2? Sorry, thank you very much. 2 Peter 2, verses 4 to 10, if you're following in your Bible. It says this. As you come to Him, the living stone, and Peter, who's the author of this book, he says that the living stone, that's Jesus, that's who he's talking about here. As you come to Him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also are like living stones. You're also being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. It goes on a bit. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So Jesus here is described as a living stone, one that was rejected by the people who He came to serve and to save. And we're going to see more about that next week at our Easter service. And Peter then goes on to describe us also as being living stones. And we're being described somehow a bit like Jesus in that regard. And God uses us to build what Peter calls his spiritual house. Now, stone is a simple material. Each stone is normally unremarkable. But when they're placed together, they can collectively form beautiful pieces of sculpture and architecture, points awarded to anyone for anyone who knows who did this piece of sculpture. It's Andy Goldsworthy. There we go, learned something new. Stone walls are a common feature in Yorkshire, and often a wall will comprise of stones of many different shapes and sizes. You can see it in this picture here, various different shapes and sizes of stones. And Peter uses this mental image to describe the church. It's a collection of different people forming a single entity. And Peter says, we are like living stones that come together to form a spiritual house. And he calls us a priesthood, a royalty, chosen people, God's special possessions, literally people of God. He calls us a holy nation. It's us as a collective that's important to God. And as a church needs a people with different abilities and different interests and gifts and talents, it needs all these people for it to function well as an entity, as a whole. Now, it's easy to see some characters here, maybe some of the worship leaders or some of the people who speak here on stage, but we see them as sort of prominent stones, if you like. But there are many, many little stones, absolutely essential to who we are as a church. There are many people here